Yes, hi everybody. Welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. That is me, the MC Supreme. I think they used to say that back in the day about the rappers. I don't know. So I got a fan now. Oh, watch out. We're going to be spitting on these mics a lot today, right? There's a lot. We got
spitting on them and kissing them.
We're going to be a lot of smooching on these things. Ooh, boy. It's a lot of French kissing, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a tongue out. You know, or no. You know? It's good. It's near the end of summer, so hey, why not? Mm-hmm. Right there. But it's still damn hot. I'm sorry, guys. It's a very hot apartment. I don't know why, but we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. We got some water here. But we're going to do some three trailers. We're going to do Steve Jobs about Steve Jobs.
Woo!
Woo, yeah. Okay, my guest is very excited. We're going to do Pan, which is on about Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to do Goosebumps. Ooh. Which, I don't know. I guess, yeah, it's a child horror movie thing. We'll see.
I like that genre.
Yeah, it's a good.
It's on my Netflix all the time.
G-rated horror. It's always, yeah, it's always a very good time. You know, why not? Why not? But let me introduce my guest. She is very talented. I saw her improvise, and let's just say, if I was an improv scout, it would have been good. She would have been on the Yankees. I'll tell you that much
Thank you.
Let me introduce her, Susie May, to the show. Yeah.
Thank you, Carla.
No problem. How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for doing the show here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like, you got the Susie May. It's a cute name. I like that name. Mm-hmm. Susie May. It's easy to remember too. I like that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're always called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a nickname growing up?
Yeah. Yeah. Always my piano teacher named me Susie, shortened it from Suzanne. So that's... Ever since then, S-U-Z-Y.
And you liked it. You stuck with it.
Yeah.
And you stuck with the May. You're like, there we go. Because when I saw Susie May, I was like, oh, she's like, it's like, okay, I get that. You know, I've had a former guest, Summer Rae, one time. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. She, I don't know. And I asked her, I'm like, how'd you come up with that name? She goes, I don't know. I just liked it. I was like,
yeah,
right, that makes sense.
Nice.
It's made Susie May.
Yeah.
All right.
Simple.
There we go. Simple. Very
Easy
simple.
To remember. On a necklace.
No, it's on a necklace. It is on your necklace. You are wearing your name. You should. Would you tattoo your name? Is that weird, tattooing your name on your body?
I've seen people do it. I don't have the ego it takes to just be like, yeah, I'm Susie May. What's up?
Right.
Like that.
It's not really a nickname for you. It's your name. But for somebody, I mean, if somebody had their nickname, maybe I get it. You
know? Cuddly.
Cuddly would be a nickname. Yeah. I could say that, yeah.
Or just like T-Bone.
T-Bone, right. Or Skip. That would be another good one, you know.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I don't have any tattoos, but I think I would be so scared if I had, not because like pain, but I would just be like, why the fuck did I get this tattoo when I was 20? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it would be like the coolest thing, but then later on I'm like, oh, look at this thing.
I have been lucky that I'm pretty happy with all my tattoos, but I did find one tattoo illustration that when I was 18, I knew I wanted. I knew
really?
I was going to get it on my lower back.
Uh-huh.
And it was a spider, a Black Widow spider.
Whoa.
And like around it, the word chaos.
Wow. Where'd you find that?
It was in an old notebook.
Really?
I had drawn it for myself.
Wow.
In the history class or something.
Wow. And did they, and that was the thing, is like, did anybody even think, did you tell the teacher? like Miss Jackson? I don't know her name, but this will be on my lower back when I turn 18. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, like, I wrote, it was the answer to number 19.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. I tell you that much. I hope you passed there. Were you the wild child in school? Is that, or was it like, because if they say like chaos and you got the Black Widow, would, you know, I don't know. Like,
well, that's definitely the vibe of, you know, like 1990,
oh,
1998.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I didn't get it.
No.
I never got it.
Wow.
And I look back on that as just, I thank the tattoo gods that.
That you didn't get it.
That I forgot about that idea so quickly.
Right. I think it probably would have been a little. Yeah. I mean, it's actually not a bad idea. you know, because I have a friend of mine, actually, he's on this pillow right next to you. A friend.
Wow.
Right, yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's Mike. He's the, I don't even know what he is. He's the, he's a production guy. He's my, head guy. He's my executive producer, I guess you could say, of the show.
And he's here with us in spirit and in pillow.
Okay, that's on the fuck pillow. I think it's a fuck pillow. I don't know. But it's a long story. Trust me. I don't fuck it. No, we're just friends. Okay. But he had a tattoo idea that all his friends said, like, don't fucking get this tattoo. Like, even at that age, it was like, I think it had dice on it. The idea was it had dice and it said, life's a gamble. And it was like, what the fuck? Like, even in that, I would be like, oh my God, like, unless you're in prison or something like that, maybe, or some gang, I could see that, but no, you don't want to have that, I think, on there, you know? No. I think the chaos with the Black Widow would have been, I think actually I would have been like, whoa, that's a pretty cool tattoo, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can redraw it if you have any interest.
Okay, yeah, please. I have it on my pillow. I have it on the mic underneath right there. Wow. So that's but it's cool. I was looking up the website that you were on, and because you do, it's a e-zine. Is it, what do you call it? Is it like a magazine?
Oh, a zine. Yeah.
A zine. Yeah. Yes. Cause I remember as a kid, they used to have zines. Like they weren't like, it was like a magazine, but it was kind of like a, maybe in one color. Like it was like very,
DIY.
Yeah, exactly. But it was kind of cool because, you know, you would see it. It's almost like what The Onion, I think, used to kind of be like in a way. Like when that paper, like just, it would just come out, you know, and stuff like that. And you would, you know, and it was free and
it was
free. Yeah. And you would just go to like the record store and check it out. You'd be like, oh, what's this? Oh, cool. Yeah. There's a review of an album. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Okay. So, but that's pretty cool. Like this is something that you worked on or been doing a long time, right?
I guess now it's been about 2 years since I started with a partner and we went on to do 4 issues.
Yeah.
And, it's a feminist zine that, you know, when we wrote it, we wanted, our teenage selves, if we stumbled across it, to feel completely inspired and empowered to like grow up and be awesome.
Right.
And so we ended up getting a lot of fans on Instagram. It's at Sandy the Zine
Sandy,
on Instagram.
Right.
But we ended up getting a lot of followers.
That's
and
cool, yeah.
You're posting really inspiring stuff. And the feedback we got was just so, it was the reason why we did it, is to connect with a group of cool girls.
Right.
And we did. We achieved our goal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Sandy
See,
the Zine.
Yeah, and feminist right there. Is that like, because, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, when I saw the old, was it Gloria Steinem? I think it was her name.
Gloria
yeah.
Steinem.
Yeah, like she was. Is she still alive? Is she?
She's
I don't see
alive.
Her.
Yeah,
I don't
very
see
much
her.
So. Because alive and kicking.
Yeah, because sometimes she was there a long time. Like every, like it was a big deal. Like every, she like, she went undercover as a Playboy bunny, like wearing a thing to kind of expose the whole thing.
Yeah,
and she went,
definitely
like,
popularized
yeah,
the idea of feminism,
right?
Like, brought it to the mainstream.
But then she
she was the face of that,
right? And then all of a sudden she like kind of went away because like I remember just seeing documentaries on her, but then later going like, is she around anymore? Like what's going on here? Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
I don't think that she publishes books. I don't know the last time she's published a book,
yeah.
But I'll see that she's speaking at an event,
right?
Or she'll be quoted in a magazine, so.
Yeah, so it's always interesting. So yeah, I think you know, you could be this could be it, you know. I think you could take over that, right? You know, because
cool.
Sometimes that happens, you know. Sometimes people are there, the face of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're like gone. You're like, well, I don't know. Like who else is in there? You know, there's a couple other people, I guess, you know, but
yeah. Well, I mean, feminism is a multifaceted thing.
Right.
Like, there's many different forms of it. And
yeah.
I don't know that when you say feminism nowadays, like the broad term is,
right.
is you know, there's, has negative connotations,
right.
You know, so like the deeper you go into feminism and learning about like the different, you know, types of beliefs you can have within it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the more, you know, and the more eloquently you could speak about it.
Right.
Like for us, you know, we didn't want to put too fine a point on our publication. Just each issue.
Yeah.
We wanted to give voices to a lot of different, females. And
right.
so we would, pick a theme for that was, you know, it was insulting to women. Like we did spinster and slut and crazy.
Uh-huh.
And so we would get the essays back from girls on how they felt about each of these themes. Right. And it would just turn into like this kind of cool, well-rounded publication with illustrations, all completely donated.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun to do and create. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Very important question. In our lifetime, will there be a female president?
I mean, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. This has to happen, right?
Yeah.
It's been because that's the thing. I would imagine I'll tell you this, like when the same sex marriage happened, you know, the whole thing, you know, and everybody.
That was such a great day.
It was a great day. But I look back I was kind of reflecting on it. You know, I was on the bus, you know, I want to say annoyed at the would be the right word or just kind of there, but I was like, it's 2015. Like this should have happened like way, way long ago. You know what I mean? Like this happened like this is like I just turned 38 and I'm like, I would have suspected like this at least 10 years ago. Like this should have been already like in the mindset. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I'm like, what's taking that long? And I always get like a female president or because that's the thing, you know, like. When I was a kid, Margaret Thatcher was like the prime minister for Great Britain. And that was like, mm-hmm. I guess it was a big deal, but eventually everyone like was like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, you know, and I always go like, what happened to the U.S.? Like, it just seems like, I don't know. Like you would see like maybe one every now and then you would see maybe a female candidate would step up or something.
But then that was it.
And then there was like, you know, by the time the, you know, Democrat or Republican, you know, that was it. Like they weren't around anymore or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I know it's just the way the things have rolled out, you know, we're a young nation and things are changing and, you know, the temperature of the nation is shifting every day as like the kids who are being brought up with more open-minded, you know, outlooks on the world as they age, like we're just going to see more and more of these progressive viewpoints getting passed and through legislation. So.
Yeah. Cause that's the thing. It comes to the point where you just like there's got to be some type of change. There's got to be some type of movement where you're like, I mean, it's not even like, okay, you know, it's one of, it is like, you know, when you see the president and you have like a female president, it was like, or when Obama got elected, it was like, whoa, like this is a big deal or something. But when you're like in 2000, you're like, why is this a big deal? Like this should have been like this should have been like a long time. Like I feel like
I agree
like
with you.
Once something happens or something, like I feel like it takes like way long time for it to kind of finally get into, you know, that in motion, you know, like it just takes forever. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's I'm amazed why people just don't like sometimes, you know, give up or just doing this because I'm like, you know, they probably had so many moments where just like just got frustrated and just like, you know what, I don't know, like candidates, or something. Like they try to change or trying to put them, but they're like, I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah,
it's like it's only me and that's it, you know?
Yeah, you know who was willing to go the distance though?
Who?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
She was a bulldog with lipstick on. Yeah. She was a tough girl.
She was, you know, she
thank God she didn't though.
No, I know. That was the thing. I know of all people, you're like, oh, great.
Yeah,
you're like, really? It's like if Austria said like, hey, we've had Hitler. Oh, great. I was going to say we had great leaders, but we have one guy.
Forget that.
Yeah. That's one thing where I always go like, if I was German or Austrian, I would be like, my history isn't really that great in this century. You know,
it's like, I think that is how they,
yeah, I think
that is their point of view.
I think Germany's is like,
Look at the future, guys.
Yeah, we're just, okay, don't worry, you know, like, yeah. Like, anyway, I'm amazed that, you know, the color, like, the Nazis always like that, is it red or orange or something?
And then
the black, yeah, it's red. Yeah. I always go like, they should not have red in any color situated with Germany. It's like, it should be like a very blue, very teal kind of color. It's like, we're just not involved with that stuff anymore.
Some pastels.
Yeah, like you kind of get out of it.
Floral.
Right, exactly. Wow, it's, you know... I'm telling you, is there, you know, I know there's feminism, but is there masculinism? Is there guys into that? Is there?
Oh, yeah. There's the MRA. There's the men's rights.
Oh, activists. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's definitely a faction of very, very hurt
men
who feel like women are taking power away from them, which...
Right.
We know is not
right.
True.
Yeah.
We just had, you know, the... Planned Parenthood defunded, which Obama vetoed.
Right.
Thank you, Obama. Yeah. That was really cool.
You kind of did it because I think it scared a lot of people. I think everyone was like, whoa, like this is really going to happen. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You think, it's like that.
You think you can have control over your own body and then the next day a bunch of dudes say, no, you don't.
No, sorry. I wasn't there. I was not in that meeting. I would have been like, really? But I don't know. It's like, it's like, you know, in Al Pacino and Godfather 3, it's like, you know, once I'm out, you just pull me back in. And I always go like, it's not like once I'm out. It's like once we have a problem solved, we got to pull us back in, right? You know, the problem is not resolved. There's no such thing. It's like, forget it. There's always going to be somebody that's like, nope, I'm stubborn too. Screw this, you know?
Those are the people who get into politics, right?
That's the insanity of politics. That's what it's all about, you know? But then you're like, well, you know, I don't know what's better, a dictatorship or a kingdom?
At least we get entertained.
Yeah,
while
exactly. I don't know. I mean, there's some dictators maybe are like, yeah, they're pretty, there could be some cool ones, you know, maybe every now and then, you know, they might.
Kanye.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he would be a dictator, but we'd all look pretty cool.
Yeah. I would oh God, imagine if Kanye was like the dictator, like of U.S. imagine if like a U.S. just like, I don't know what happened, but like in.
He ran for president and got elected. And like, which. It's not that far off. We get Trump round, then we get Kanye, and then we get the president from Idiocracy next.
It's scary. It's almost that's the thing. I've had this, you know, before at talks right here, and I always get to the point where I'm like, you know what? Maybe we should have robot politicians.
What if Russia hacked into the mainframe
or something?
Then it would be an 80s movie
I don't know, like I just feel like it's like robots should just they've taken over. We made so much easier, like an iPad, but it's like, oh, you know what, let me iPad make a decision for me, here we go, you know, this is what I do, how about that, right? Would that be bad?
I would hesitate to implement that.
How about this guy?
I just watched Chappie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never saw that. Is it good? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When I said that, somebody freaked out and said, like, that's Skynet. That's Terminator. That's, you know, that's the thing. That's when the robots go and take over control, you know?
Matrix, too.
I guess, yeah. I think that might be next, maybe. I don't know. It's going to happen, I think. Not because maybe whatever. I mean,
but first we'll have a woman president.
Yeah, in between, I would hope something would happen.
She'll be president when it happens. She'll be like, God, dang.
Imagine if it was. I was hoping that like there was like the Pope now. You know, like we have Pope Francis. I was hoping because there was like a lot of like popes that they had in Africa, or a lot of. I mean, not of like bishops and archbishops and cardinals and all that stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, imagine if there was a Pope. Like an African Pope or something like that. And Obama, I'm like, whoa, the KKK are like minds blown. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, like that's crazy. That would be like, whoa, what's going to happen there? You know, it's crazy.
Hopefully they would change their minds.
Yeah, I think so. I would hope.
They'd be like, well, I guess this is the proof we've been waiting for.
Yeah,
turn these back into curtains.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure there will be a black Pope. There's hope.
There's Pope.
You got to do it, you know. And this Pope, you know what? Actually, a lot of people are actually liking him a lot better than the other ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, he's shaking things up in the church.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely got it, like a comedy movie in there somewhere. Like, cool Pope.
Cool Pope.
Then cool Pope, too. Like, you could have all, like, cool Pope
that would be
goes
great.
To jail.
Oh, my God. Imagine that would be a great movie series where it's like you got a Pope who's actually like he's like a secret spy kind of situation, but he's got to be Catholic, you know, he's got to be super Catholic too, and he's like it's like I can't kill this spy, this Russian spy, but yet damn it, you know, like, oh, you know, or something like he has like a Bible, but inside the, you know, the Bible, they have like, it's like a computer in there. Like it's like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. That talks to him.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And it's like the initials are GOD. He's like, GOD is talking to me.
It's like, oh my God. Yeah. Like that's like the acronym.
Attention, Pope. This is GOD. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the network. It's called GOD. It's like, And you're like, what does that stand for? We're like, we don't know.
It's like graphic.
Yeah,
it's just like,
yeah, it's like a very
dictatorship,
godly ordered direction.
Like, oh, like,
yeah,
yeah,
there we go. That's
godly
what it's
ordered direction.
Yeah. And you got the Pope.
Oh, and that's man. The Pope's best friend. And he rides a motorcycle
right.
through Rome. Uh-huh. Like he's like Pope-mobile.
Pope-mobile.
How about the Pope on two wheels?
Right.
And
he's like an action star. Like he's an action. And he's not really old what he is. They put makeup on that to make him seem old. But
he rips it off.
And he's actually this really handsome guy, you know. And you're just like,
could it be Channing Tatum, please?
Oh, yeah. Why not? And you'd be like, and it's like Superman, it's like Batman, you know, kind of all of these different things in there. Wow, it'll be awesome. Oh man, I'm gonna work on this. Jorge, write this down for please. We're all talking about the world and the Pope and the situation, you know, and you know, the world in itself, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's also the environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how do you feel? You feel like the climate changing? Are you afraid of it? Are we stepping into a bad time right now?
I think it's real.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist, but I think it's real.
Right. But you definitely are. You could feel sometimes, you know, like all this stuff is happening, right? Like there, you know, all these things in the climate, but the problem, you know, and that's the thing, you know, you feel like paradise. You go, oh, I wish I could go and swim in this lake or the beach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know. I was born here, and people would say, "Hey, let's go to the beach." I'm like, "This ain't Hawaii." So yeah, like unless we're in Hawaii or somewhere, we're not going to. I'm like, I don't want to go to the beach. Here.
Why not?
I don't know. Like I'll go, but it's not the same. Like it's like I've been on the beach, I've been in the water, I've been even far out on the beach, and it's like. I've had like a beer, you know, the thing that holds the beer cans.
What do
you
call it?
Like I've had that on top of my head one time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on.
I'm
and
laughing.
It's green. Yeah. And it's like,
it's not funny.
No, I know, but it's crazy. But I'm like, what is going on here? It's like a very, it could be very dirty. And that's the thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And when I go to Hawaii, I'm like, well, at least it's see through. At least it's like a pool. Like I could kind of know what's going on there. And if I don't know if that's seaweed or there's something else, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna do a little segment called News of the World.
News of the World.
And it says right here, now this is what it's saying here. It's saying, beach in El Segundo reopens after waste was removed. Okay. And it says LA beaches remain closed. Okay. This is what the prior story is. It says LA beaches remain closed as crews clean up tampon casings and hypodermic needles and the beach. Oh my God. That is, I don't know what's,
Courtney Love's been there.
Yeah. Is there something, you know, I feel like, I'm like, who, is there like a intervention going on? Like, you know, the show intervention, are they doing it by the beach? Like what's going on over there? Are they hypodermic needles or the heroin? Like the heroin users go like the beach? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah. It's like all the rehabs just dumped there.
I mean, it's
their waste on the beach. That's.
Yeah. I don't know. It's to me, it's scary. I don't know that the tampon cases. I'm like, does that happen a lot? Is there what's going on there?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. There are, you know, organizations that fight to like keep the coasts clean, like Surf Rider is one of them.
Right.
And they'll do beach cleanups and they're like on a mission to control like 100% of the coast against, you know, like companies dumping, their waste there. So it's like, I know of these organizations that are doing good and like Heal the Bay and Oceana. So that's, I don't know. I think that's, it's unfortunate this is happening, but like at least we're bringing attention to it, and there are forces for good out there that will help clean it up.
It says right here, it says the beach was declared off limits on Wednesday after debris, including hypodermic needles, condoms, tampon applicators, what's going on there, and other waste began washing up on the sand. And it says excessive bacterial levels were found in the water. I would imagine that would be the case. I'm almost afraid that, like, I'm kind of scared that the animals in the sea are going to take revenge on us, going like, what's going on, guys?
Oh, and now if we were jumping from robots being our overlords, now it's the sea animals.
Yeah, I think they might, you know.
The charismatic megafauna are after us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're scared of sharks. I don't know. I think they, you know, maybe those turtles or whatever. I think they're going to get, you know, they're going to be like, hey, you know what, guys? What the, you know, F you. They've not bugging you.
The turtles have little sharpened shanks and tampon applicators. Yeah. They're like, you want to leave this in my ocean?
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Do you want to, oh my God.
I've always wanted to see a human bleed.
Right.
Like, that's what they would be thinking to themselves.
I think that's why sharks attack us. I think it's because they're what we're doing to their, you know, they're like, okay, you know, we get it. We defecate here, but this is our home.
Right. This is my toilet.
This is my toilet. Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Yeah. Like I'm not fucking up your garden. You know, I'm not screwing up around your kitchen or anything, going through your refrigerator, leaving whatever stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, just leave us alone, man. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. And it says right here, it says the beach was the... Okay, where it says, Sanitation District spokesperson Tanya Durrell. Oh, boy, she had a lot of explaining to do. I'll tell you that. Tanya's like, oh, my God, I don't want to go to work today.
Tanya got real drunk that night.
Yeah, she went out and she fucking partied like it's 1999 and there was no going away because the next day was going to be a fucking conference and you're like, oh, press conference, the worst. You know, and no, that's the thing when you're not even like, it's like, I hate when it's like, that's your job. Like you got to talk to, it's like, I could say something stupid. Like, I don't know what I'm going to say, you know?
You're like, I have to defend tampon applicators washing up with condoms on the beach.
I know. It's like,
today.
I don't want to talk.
Today.
It's like, why are people doing it? And then it says right here, it says, she says that the crews collected at least 200 pounds of waste from the beaches. Officials believe it was discharged from a pipeline belonging to a city-owned Hyperion treatment plant. Mm. What the hell does that mean? What's a Hyperion treatment plant?
Maybe it's named after.
Is that a rehab? Is that a rehab center? That sounds like a little treatment. Yeah, I don't know. It seems odd.
It's all the water flowing from a skid row to the Hyperion treatment plant.
And it says, Durrell says the rains may have overflowed a tank meant to capture the solid matter. So it's blaming it on the rain. You gotta blame it on the rain. That's what I'm saying. It's like, really? Like, you're gonna blame the rain on this?
We're in a drought. Of all the excuses.
I'm sweating like a hog right now, and this person's talking, blaming it on rain. My God.
You know, she was desperate. She was on her third gin martini, and she was just thinking climate change.
And it says right here,
I'm blame it on climate change.
I would blame it on climate change. I'd be like, you know, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, people are the gas, you know, and the whole thing, the ozone layer. I'm sorry, it happens.
Blood for oil.
It says the origin of the debris remains under investigation. The origins of the frame. I'm like, how are you going to investigate this? It's like, where are you going to find a hypodermic needle?
Yeah.
Is it because maybe we might have a drug problem in this country, maybe, or in this town? Maybe that might be an issue, or a tampon applicator. I don't know. There could be a CVS around there. And people are, you know, it could be desperate. I don't know what's going on the beach.
No, are people flushing their hypodermic needles? I thought you just cast it into the grass. And that's what you did. Like a park. Where children play, like you would just throw it in the sand pit.
I know. It's like, I don't know.
I didn't know you would take the time to flush it down a toilet.
That would be the last place I think I would kind of get a napkin if I was a heroin user.
Right. You would
as
properly
fucked up as I was,
I
would get a napkin from the bathroom, wrap it around because I don't want kids stepping on it.
Uh huh.
And I would put it in like a bag or whatever and it put it in the park, you know. Waste or whatever, like in the like
in
a
the
trash
sand
can.
Pit.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, of course, you want to put it where the kids are. You know, but
you
want to wrap
would
it
very
up.
Very carefully disinfect it.
Right.
I would put it at the bottom of the slide,
right.
Facing upwards,
right,
and slightly tilted east.
Exactly. I would put it in front of somebody's house. You know, sort of like that. You know.
Well, you know what I would do.
Whoa.
I would save them.
Oh,
and I
really?
I would save them, and I would make a beautiful piece of art.
Wow!
With my saved hypodermic needles.
Hypodermic needle. Wow!
I would make a giant
bouquet, maybe,
or a giant upside down cross.
Okay. Wow.
And that would be symbolic.
Or corn, the thing you know you put around the corn. How about that?
It would be...
You know what I mean?
I would repurpose my hypodermic needles.
Yeah, of course.
For corn cob holders.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I think that could work.
Oh,
right?
I like that.
I mean, because sometimes...
It's reused.
Well, the thing is, the needles are really long. And sometimes those corn thing, they don't really punch in there. So sometimes they fall off your hand and they splash the butter on your face and it hurts. You know, you're like, oh, it's so... God, what a nuisance. You know what I mean? So you definitely want to have a hypodermic needle probably maybe or something because it really gets in there rough and, you know.
Easy for kids to use.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well.
Yeah.
Hey.
Impress
that's well.
Your friends.
Exactly. And you could, you know, you could always insert like water into it and be like, wow, that's crazy. Like the water's in the, you know, insert through the syringe and then you can splash it out. It's like, you know, when I see like a movie or like, you know, or something when a doctor has like a needle and they, they like, I would hate
they
it.
They waste a little.
Yeah. And I would
why
be like,
they
why
waste
they waste
a little?
Like, who's
they're like, well, this means nothing to me. I mean,
yeah.
I'm so like, much money per year.
I'm like, who's cleaning that up? First of all, because it seems like very toxic. And yet the other thing is like, well, why are you wasting? It's like, oh, you know what? You're a jerk. Get away. You know, no wonder you're an evil bastard. You know what I mean? No wonder you're a bad guy. Of course.
You're just staining people's clothes left and right. That should be a Clorox commercial where the doctor's like, well, let me just give you this injection here.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. How am I going to get this out? And it's
like,
Clorox to the
rescue. I don't know. It's weird. But it's a sad tale between – for me, it's just like that would be my hell, like the worst thing. It's like just a sea going into the water and having a hypodermic needle on my right – and then tampon applicator on my left. It's like, oh my God. I'm like, you know what? Never going to the beach again.
Yeah.
That's it. I retire. Swimming pools are my thing. A leaf in a swimming pool, it could sometimes hinder your experience in the pool. Sometimes that turns me off. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. So you're the one leaf in the pool bothers me guy.
Yeah.
I can see why this story is bothering
me. Yeah. That's why. See? You know that guy. You know that guy. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. No way.
Well, if there's like a dead bird in the pool.
Wow. Okay.
Which I have encountered. I'll sit that one out.
Poor bird. What happened? Do you think the bird landed on it and drowned?
Oh, it happens pretty often.
Really?
Yeah. Birds will just topple in.
Oh, that's sad.
After a few gin martinis.
Really? Because, the birds drink a lot these days. They have to. It's a lot of torturous, you know what I mean? But let's get down to what we came here. Let's get down the pike, baby.
Down the pike.
All right.
You got three movies. What's your type of movie? What's your favorite type of movie? Because we were talking earlier, and you seem like you probably see more movies than I do, probably. I'll say that.
I love watching movies. I think it's fun to do. And I have a lot of movie watching makeup for I didn't watch a lot of movies as a kid. But I love action movies, adventure movies. Netflix is always offering me exciting movies.
that's
the genre name is like, you might want to watch exciting movies.
Right.
So I like exciting movies.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, if you want action, Steve Jobs, the movie is coming out right now.
Oh it's his secret life? Does he have a secret life in this movie?
He's a pope. Go on. It was a man. No, it's here. Because, I like action. Like, I actually, I saw Death Wish. The movie Death Wish. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen the original Death Wish.
Long time ago. On VHS.
With Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
And the first one is actually pretty good. Like, it's actually a good take on that society. Like, it's actually it has a legitimate storyline. Death Wish 2 and 3 are just like him just getting revenge on the actual perpetrators and just blowing them away. Like, there's no...
For two movies.
Yeah. No. He is like, I think there's like five Death Wishes. And like, first one, okay, you kind of get it. You're like, he's a vigilante. Okay. I get it. You know, if I was maybe, I don't know. The next one, you're like, okay, he's just gone nuts. He's just killing people who, if you threw away gum and it didn't land in a wastebasket, I think he would shoot you. You know what I mean? So, So for me, But I like seeing
he's a strict
the
guy.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with this guy. Let's just say that this guy really meant he. Yeah,
got some personal rules you don't want to violate.
Yeah, don't step on his toes or his family's toes or whatever. You don't want to fuck with him. I'm telling you.
You would have a death wish,
right? Oh yeah, he I don't know how that works. If somebody has a death wish, they're the ones that have the death wish. He doesn't have the death wish. He's granting the death wishes, I think.
He's right. If you have a death wish, he's like your death wish fairy.
He is the genie and the dangerous lamp, the death lamp. Mm-hmm. He is the genie, Charles Bronson. There you go.
Suicide by Charles Bronson is the thing.
He's the best kind. I tell you that. Seeing that mustache. Oh. Tell you that much,
right there. The mustache of death.
The mustache of death. That should be his whole like series. The mustache of death legacy, right there. That would be Charles Bronson, right there. Perfect. Thank you, for putting that on there.
You're welcome.
Wow. Oh boy. But let's get on with a very not action packed movie, but it's about Steve Jobs.
I might cry.
Really? You know Steve? Everybody knows Steve Jobs, right? Mr. Yes. Apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I think he took a little bit way too much credit. All right, let's see. Here we go. Steve Jobs, starring, I forgot the guy's name, but we'll see. I'm not going to see. Uh-oh. There you go.
What do you do? You're not an engineer. You're not a designer.
Yeah.
You can't put a hammer to a nail. I built the circuit board. The graphical interface was stolen. So how come 10 times in a day...
Seth Rogen's...
I read Steve Jobs as a
chance.
I was going to
ask that.
What do you do?
Musicians play
Michael
instruments.
Michael Fassbender is the Steve Jobs.
I play the orchestra.
I hear you've been worse than usual this morning. I didn't think that was possible.
It's a system error.
Fix it.
Fix it?
Yeah.
We're not a pit crew at Daytona. This can't be fixed in seconds.
You didn't have seconds. You had
tension.
The universe was created in a third of that time.
Well, someday you'll have to tell us how you did it.
Wow.
Bert
burned. That was Steve Jobs you just burned, dude.
You see how this reminds you of a friendly face? It's warm and it's playful.
Like I like
and
that computer. Like
and it needs to say hello.
Classy computer.
If you keep alienating people for no reason, there's be no one left for it to say hello to.
Your Apple stock was worth $441 million, while your daughter and her mother are on welfare.
She's not my daughter!
Oh, boy.
Drama.
I don't think he was a great guy. I don't think this movie is maybe depicting him as the greatest person ever.
You make people miserable.
Even if that were true. Doesn't sound that diabolical to me.
Danny Boyle and Aaron Sorkin getting together. Boy. Watch out.
Tech guys everywhere.
Yes.
If a fire causes a stampede to the unmarked exit,
Aaron Sorkin's doing a lot of tech stuff. He did Facebook.
The board believes
will Tinder
no
have a thing? I want
company.
Tinder the movie.
I sat in a garage and invented the future. Because artists
you could probably sit there on Tinder
fans.
While you watch the
yeah,
movie.
Awesome. There you go.
You're gonna end me, aren't you?
You're being ridiculous. I'm gonna sit center court and watch you do it yourself.
Oh, make boy. Everything all right with Lisa. Fix it!
Oh boy.
They're ladies really trying to pop this movie.
Yeah,
drama.
Steve Jobs.
All lowercase.
Kate Winslet. I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, she was the hot lady with the dark hair in the background.
Around the background before. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Put her in the background.
Yeah. I don't know. Steve Jobs didn't really have that. I don't know. Like, I get he was basically like a great cheerleader, a great like pitch man.
He was a visionary.
Is that what it is?
He was a visionary. He directed the way the company ran. He was one of the founders of Business as Art.
Wow. Really? Okay. I can see that.
Well, that's how I see it. I actually work in marketing.
Oh.
Advertising.
Right.
And
is he the ultimate guy? Like, he's like the perfect pitch man guy. Like, you would love to have him. If you had a business, you would want him to be on the forefront of it, right?
You wouldn't want to work for him, but you would want to have his vision.
His vision.
Your
right.
company. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely has a lot of guys. Like, this happens in sports, too. Like, there's a lot. Like, Michael Jordan has... I don't know if you know sports much. You know Michael Jordan,
I know
right?
who Michael Jordan is.
Okay. If you're doing ads, definitely know Michael Jordan, because he's the biggest ad guy ever in sports.
Familiar with Nike.
Yeah. You familiar with Nike?
I know about Jordan. Yeah.
Reebok? Man? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, like, as a basketball person and a competitor, he had the eye of the tiger to the point where he didn't care who was with them or whatever, they just didn't get out. They had to get out of his way. Like, he did anything to win, basically.
Okay.
And that meant that he had to slam dunk your face or through your, you know, the ball through your face or whatever. And like, you know, you would fall down over. He'd be like, this is the way the game is, you know? And
I think that's just very competitive.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, there's some competitiveness with somebody that sometimes you respect the other person or whatever. But I think Michael Jackson had that thing where he's like,
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson too. Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan definitely had that thing where it's like, you get to that point where it's like you're like a tiger. You just hunt. Like, there's no like remorse, just no like, oh, compassion or anything like that. It is like brutal. And I think that's what Steve Jobs had that.
Yeah.
That
just thing. So single-mindedly driven towards success.
Yeah.
And that at the expense of everything else.
Because that's the thing, like, even in the beginning of it, like, yeah, like Seth Rogen saying, like, you're not an engineer, you're not this, you're not that. Like, what are you? You know, and I know he's like the leader, but it's like, I think he took a lot of credit than you, because I feel like somebody invented the iPad, like somebody did this, and then they, you know, but of course they had to use him as the pitch man, you know, as him. But of course he got the credit more so. And I think that's like, well, what about me? I'm like the guy who invented it, right? You know?
Yeah. It's interesting when you think about companies, and, you know, we probably, one of the reasons why Apple is so successful is that we could assign a source of humanity to it.
Like, right.
You think of Apple as a company, you know, there's a human behind it. You don't think that when you think of IBM or necessarily Target or like even any other.
Yeah. There's no face.
These well-known companies.
Yeah,
you know, we just think of the logo or their media presence. But with Apple, it's like you got to see a little bit inside. And I think that was part of his, you know, his vision as well.
Right. Like, to
you
put
know, the intelligence
man.
To put the humanity into it and to be like, I am the face of this company and I am exacting about design.
Yeah. You know, it's funny too, because I saw on Facebook, a friend of mine posted on Facebook where they got to meet Matt Groening, who created The Simpsons, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh my God, like you're the guy who created The Simpsons, which is like what I grew up on. And I was like, I didn't want to say anything. Like, I was like, I'm like, he created The Simpsons, granted, but I felt like there's a guy named Sam Simon who actually was the one that actually put the comedic sensibility that we all love about The Simpsons more so than Matt Groening. I think he did it.
Because when you see the original ones from the Tracy Ullman show, you're like,
yeah, it doesn't really.
Dude has issues with his family,
right?
Clearly.
Yeah, it's a lot of. It could be very dark. And I think when Sam Simon came in, I think the story went was that, like, Fox wasn't sure if they're going to have the show. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to do whatever we want. We're going to put it out. And he had like Conan O'Brien. He had all the writers take charge, like, or take, like, lead them into this thing where we're going to just, it doesn't even have to make sense or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just as long as there's some comedic, you know, value or some type of thing on there. Not as dark, but just very like insanity, but yet like, you know, believable, you know?
The tone and the humor of that show is
like turned. Yeah, it turned like after like season certain like that. Like there was a certain time where it just toned, and I think that's when Sam Simon was the one in charge. So that's why I felt like I was gonna say, I'm like, well, should thank Sam. He's dead now, but he should have thanked him at the time. You know, and I'm like, I mean, he's, you know, and I think that's what I think. Every time I think of Steve Jobs, I always go like, for every Steve Jobs, there's probably like 10 people that were like just as ambitious as he was, but yet not that.
And just
killer,
as talented at what they did, they just weren't
they didn't have the killer instinct, I guess, or something like that. Yeah. And
I think some people crave that.
Yeah.
When they, you know, start a company like that, they do want the fame or the infamy or the attention. And there's a lot of people who, you know, maybe just as skilled, but they don't want that fame. That's not the reason why they
do it.
Maybe they want to see a good product made, or
they want
maybe it's just part of their, you know, their personal, you know, skill set and morals that they want to see this type of product done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Steve Jobs definitely had that big ego.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he would get – I'm surprised he didn't have a Steve Jobs tattoo like on his chest. Like,
he – no, actually, he had a Susie May.
He did. Yeah,
no, he had Chaos and a Black and Widow on his lower back. And his lower back. His lower back, he had a Chaos and a Spider. And he also had Life is a Gamble with dice on the, on his arm.
Oh, but, he was a gangster.
He was a gangster. I'm just saying.
For
you know?
Real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's like, that's not my kid, man. You know, let's go to Maury. I would like love it if he went to Maury Povich. Like, that would have been great, you know?
Oh, man. Can you imagine? Maury Povich, what a great show.
It is. It is. You know what? That's why, you know, the movie Knocked Up with Seth Rogen and all that? I'm like, they should have ended on Maury Povich. You know, he could have denied the baby and have it. I don't know. I thought they were going to do that, but I guess it went classy. What are you going to explain?
Well, classiness is overrated when Maury Povich is involved.
Come on. Come on. It's Povich. No. No. Okay. Now let's get to the next one right here.
Okay.
Right here. Oh, we got to.
Well,
another.
Can I ask? Are you going to go see?
You know what? I'm a little. I like Danny Boyle. I like Aaron Sorkin. It looks interesting, but I don't know. Maybe I'm a little 50-50. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How about you?
I think I would totally Netflix that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
That's a new thing now. You know, it's like it's. I think when producers or studio execs is like. Would you see that in theater or would you just Netflix that?
Well, yeah, because I go to movie theaters to see explosions and
yeah.
I don't want to see a drama where with lots of blinking screens.
Right.
Like, that's my life is looking into a phone screen or a computer screen.
You get enough. You want Fast and the Furious, nonsensical, yeah. Like
I want Mad Max.
Yeah.
Fury Road in my face.
No, that's good. I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why I think like Batman and all these other action movies do so well is because mm-hmm. it's like you want that. It's like I want
a tent poles, baby.
Yeah, I want Hulk to just go nuts. That's all I want to see. Like I remember, like they made the movie The Hulk or whatever. I'm like, I just want him to go nuts and destroy everything in his path.
Could you imagine if that was a movie? Just Hulk goes nuts.
Yeah, that's what I would watch an hour and a half of just him destroying every part of the like just every bad part of the world. You know what I mean? Like him going
but you would have to rest it, and he would like kind of calm down, like, have some tea, and then maybe 5 minutes of him sitting at his kitchen counter. Yeah. Yeah. He'd spill the sugar and it would start all over again.
I just like that thing where he's like, you don't see me mad. I'm like, okay, calm down, dude. Like, I just spilled a drink on you. I didn't do it on purpose. Okay, it was an accident. Jesus Christ. Don't turn green on me. You know what I mean?
Just control the rage.
Yeah, just control it for a bit, okay? Please, okay? Just hang out. Chill out. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm pretty sure a lot of these other superheroes are like, dude, just chill out.
Yeah.
Don't wear your... purple jeans or whatever he got. Like I always go like, how do you get
purple
he has his purple jeans on. I go like, how do you, did he ever wear purple? Was he wearing purple at that time?
And I was like, you know, I wonder if he ever looked into medication.
Hulk?
Yeah. You know, like Xanax can be really helpful.
I would love to see, that's the thing. I would love to see Hulk in a psychiatry, like a office, like seeing a psychiatrist and then him going nuts and destroying the whole building. And then going, and then calming down and being like, yeah, I think you're right. I'll see you next week. Okay. Right. It's like, what are you just destroyed my office. It's like, well, I'm sorry. I got angry. You were challenging me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I just asked you how you were doing. That's all I asked.
Like, build the Avengers for
this. That's what I'm saying. All right. And then we'd like to see the Hulk drive erratically. That would be fun. Just drive, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a tank. It could be just like a normal car and just being like, and just all of a sudden. Yeah, and all of a sudden, like, he just gets angry and it's like the traffic and he just, forget it. He's nuts.
He's on the 101.
Right. But the next one before I play it is Pan, starring Hugh Jackman. You've heard about this, right?
Yes.
Do you like Hugh Jackman, Wolverine?
Yes.
You like it?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Do you like him as Pan, maybe? Have you seen him in this?
I have seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is not new news to me.
Okay. Right.
I've experienced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Someone's a fan.
But I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
All right. Well, this is basically Peter Pan, but he doesn't play Pan, right? He plays he's a bad guy.
He plays,
Captain Hook, right?
No, he plays Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Oh,
yeah.
God. I don't know much about, I haven't seen the cartoon in a while. Wait, Captain Hook. Wait, who's playing Captain Hook then?
But it's a backstory.
Blackbeard.
So,
okay.
So.
All right.
The characters, the roles are different.
Are different. All right.
Yeah.
Is he singing in this? He likes to
sing.
I
don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope not.
You don't like musicals?
I hate
musicals. I agree. I'm not the biggest fan.
I think they're stupid.
Yeah, it's like don't get me started. I will become the Hulk right now if I start talking about the fucking... okay, here we go. Let's play Pan.
Okay.
Starring Hugh Jackman and Amanda Seyfried, I think her name is. Oh, boy.
Peter, it's your file. Will you read it?
Uh-oh.
It's from your mom.
Oh, so it's Peter's... Pan is like a kid, like, still. He's not even an adult.
My dearest Peter, I long for the day that I can come back for you and explain everything.
That's weird.
You
just
are
go
extraordinary.
With it.
I guess.
More than you can imagine.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I promise that you will see me
He's
again.
Rebellious.
He's rebelling against these
In this world,
flying nuns. Kind of like that thing. Uh-oh.
Or another.
Another world. That's where he gets
kidnapped by a flying bow.
That's what it is.
Welcome.
Oh boy.
To Neverland.
That's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
This is not the end of me. This is the beginning.
Wow.
This is not the end of me. This is the beginning.
Neverland sucks. This is horrible. You would think it would be a little bit more. Better, like
a paradise. I
mean, yeah, but no hyperdermic needles. That seems like there is a lot of. There's no. I don't know.
The little one. He wears the Pan.
The Pan is our tribe's bravest warrior.
Who is that? That's what's her name?
Well, well, well. The princess.
Rooney Mara.
There we go.
That's thank you.
Oh well, I'm actually just a minor, but I appreciate the compliment,
Bishop.
That's Captain Hook.
Oh, that's right there.
That's who he ends up being.
Oh, wow. You pulled out the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's fucking pretty much. Peter Pan.
Have you come to get me, Peter?
Don't believe in bedtime stories.
Whoa. We got burned there. Blackbeard. He doesn't really have a black beard. It's like a Marvel goatee, really. But
Yeah,
I don't know. That's odd. I don't know what happened.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, what's
At
that
least
all about?
Give him a full bushy, like, Brooklyn hipster
Brooklyn,
beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hipster kind of, you know.
On trend.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe he can't grow one. Maybe see because look like he looks like James Franco kind of very
he
like
does
the,
look
yeah,
like James Franco after a rough night.
Yeah, exactly. Talking to Tanya from the spokesperson for the beach. You know what I mean? It's like oh great.
Those two at the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oof.
Whoa.
That's a bad. You know.
She's like, oof. You gotta help me, James. What am I telling these people about
I don't know.
The tampon applicators?
It's like just say it was climate change. Okay, just say it. Yeah, just blame the climate.
We should be reporters.
we should report on the things that we like kind of skip over. Like if we read, we're like, well, what about this? Let me go into it.
The real news,
the real truth. We got to get it out there. Like, never mind. We get it. The you know, that's nothing new. Let's be honest. Hyperdermic needles and tampon applications, they're pretty around. I'm pretty sure they've been in the sea for quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Even when there was, you know, like I could even back in the day, way like in the maybe late 1800s, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of other stuff going on there, you know.
Bodies.
Body.
Top hats.
Yeah. A lot of carousels, maybe, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of junk that we were putting in there we didn't realize that was hurting the sea, you know?
Right.
And ships. And that was probably the first pollution that we've ever caused was the ships.
Where the
fish and the animals and the sea animals and everything and we're like, what the fuck
what
is this? What is this?
Why?
What is this? This is bad enough that it was above us. Now it's in this. All right, never mind. I don't want to go into rant. No, yeah, exactly. But yeah, Pan. Okay, so that guy is Hook, and I would assume he's the one that will lose a hand. Is that
I
what it
assume,
is?
I assume. Yeah.
And then were the crocodiles make an appearance later on and the Lost Boys.
Yeah, I would assume so, but it's it's funny because they made such a big deal about this is the beginning. This
the
is,
beginning of Pan.
Which
yeah.
I think is cooler.
Yeah.
I would rather, when I was a kid and I saw the Disney movie, right. I thought it would be way cooler if like the boring English kids would just get out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And I could see what Peter Pan and the Lost Boys would do because they were just kind of like, we don't know how to fly.
Yeah.
They were so annoying.
They were questioning everything. And it's like, okay, just shut up and just live for a little bit, okay?
Just let go and YOLO, all right?
Yeah.
It's about experiences, right. Children.
And they were like the most boring. And one was wearing a top hat. What are they wearing? One was wearing a top hat and like those pajamas. Remember like those pajamas that didn't have leggings or whatever? Yeah. They were just like... Like it looked like a muumuu kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like,
it was
like
a nightgown.
Yeah, and even the men would wear it, and I would be like, "Well, why would you wear like it seems like it would still be cold. I don't know if you're still wearing that. Like it's like covering
your legs
a whole lot.
Would be cold.
They look very thin, you know, those type of pajamas. And
maybe they were poor little English children.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what we were missing, and we're being mean, and discriminating against them.
And then the nightcaps too. Those are actually not bad. Maybe I don't know.
See, they were so square.
It's just the way it was back then, I guess.
Yeah.
And Peter Pan just said, screw this.
But you know what I love about this? Well, not what I love. What I think is funny about this movie is when they were casting it, they put the word out that this is going to be a diverse, like an ethnically diverse cast. And you look at that trailer.
It's the least diverse, yeah.
It's like they poured magic on Portland. Like it's the whitest
that is a
thing
perfect.
You've ever seen.
Yeah, that's actually the working title was actually Magic in Portland. That was actually what it was called. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I didn't see any. Yeah, it was basically.
There was not a person of color in the whole.
Did they mean maybe
thing.
Was, yeah, was there, there were women. Is that what they meant maybe?
There, yeah. I didn't even see fairies.
No.
I didn't even see Tinkerbell. There was no fairy representation.
That's a good story. You know, that's a good story that, what was the guy named? It was Barry, what was it, M. Barry or whatever?
J.M.
Yeah,
Barry.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good story when there's a lot of like, references that everybody can kind of remember, like the Lost Boys, Tinkerbell, Captain Hook, and there's like...
And the crocodiles.
Right.
Yeah, you can pick out a lot of the...
That's a good storytelling there, buddy.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, man.
We're still rehashing it over and over. Did you see the musical?
No.
We hate musicals.
Yeah,
but I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not a
terrible
musical.
Enough to just watch because it was so terrible.
I don't know. I just feel musical. It's like, I'm not singing it real. What's the matter with you? No,
it's embarrassing. You walk out and...
Unless it's about a singer... Or something. It's like, there's, I don't know. It's really odd.
I would make an exception for John Waters movies.
Okay. Hairspray, the original Hairspray, I loved, actually.
Crybaby.
Crybaby was good, too.
So
I liked it. You know what? Grease, I don't mind. I don't mind. The music is actually not that bad.
I loved it as a kid. I couldn't watch it.
Now?
Nowadays.
Really? All right.
No, I couldn't.
Just checking.
Just saying.
How about Grease 2? That was pretty good. No, it's good. There was a Grease 2, but it was like...
You're defending musicals right now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. What am I doing? Worse. See what happens? Oh.
You watch one Peter Pan trailer and you start defending musicals.
I know. And yeah, what are you going to do? I'm sorry. I apologize. Then let's get to the next and the final.
Ooh,
are we scared? I don't know. This is coming out soon. Goosebumps starring Jack Black.
Who needed a paycheck.
Needed a big time. He's like, guys, I haven't had a hit movie in a real long time, so let's get it going right now. We need one right now, bad.
Yeah, Nacho Libre was a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think because he's been doing a lot of movies that are like, and doing things that's like, okay, fine, but... Yeah, he's got to get that money, school rock money and all that other stuff. Come on.
You got to get that money. That. Would you turn it down?
I don't think I would.
I would do Goosebumps.
I would, yeah, like there is FU money, like what you would say, it's like, but there is like that money where it's like even Bill Murray's like, when he did Garfield, it's like, I don't blame the guy because it's like, I'm pretty sure they gave him a quite substantial money where he's like, I just have to, I'm not even in the fucking movie. I'm just thinking voiceover. You're paying me this? I'm like, let's do it, baby.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, I want to take a vacation to you.
Oh, that is the easiest thing where it's like, cause there's no way. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's always weird how you would convince some people to do. Like, Woody Allen did Ants, I remember.
But he directed it too, didn't he?
No, it was actually like Spielberg. Not Spielberg, but it was one of those like DreamWorks first like animation ones. And they had.
Okay, that must have been just sacks of money.
Yeah.
Like gold bars and the pirate.
Because he has his own. Yeah, when you take someone out of their own element, because I'm pretty sure he has like F you money where he's like, no, I could do my own thing. I'm not doing it. And it's like, wow, he's actually doing a movie where he's not even in, you know, he's not, has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, it's like, wow, they must have paid him quite a bundle, I would say.
Right. Because you know he wasn't feeling emotionally motivated.
No. He's like, it's like, Woody, you just have to be you. He's like, I am me in every movie, but this is even better. Like, you just don't have to even act. Like, you're just you. Like, it's like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Robin Williams did Aladdin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the genie. He was great. He's like, but I don't, but you know what? I think they screwed him out. I think he didn't want anything to do after to do with the movie because he felt like Disney was kind of cheaping him out. Like they were like, they were like not giving him the fuel because they made a shitload of money when it came out. And he was like, wait, I just got paid this amount. Fuck you. Wait, what? I did an Oscar award winning job here.
Oh, he did win an Oscar?
No, he didn't. But I think he might've been nominated. I think I don't remember, but
for
it was
the genie.
Yeah. Wow. But let's play Goosebumps. What is Goosebumps actually?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's it was just a whole series of very thin, easy to read books for kids in elementary school where there would always be a twist.
Uh-huh.
It would be like the one I remember very clearly is Why I'm Afraid of Bees.
Oh.
And this kid was afraid of bees because he'd been turned into a bee.
Not because he was allergic and didn't want to die?
He was,
yeah, that would be my yeah. That's actually pretty reasonable.
No, there was no reason in it. It was just like, at the end, it was like, and I was that bee or some dumb.
Wow.
Yeah. It's where you've just started to read and deal with concepts of logic. And these books are blowing your mind away.
Wow, Goosebumps, baby. Goosebumps. Is it because Goosebumps, because you're just like, you're getting goosebumps because it's like, oh, it's so awkward or it's scary, or is it because it's just so like, oh, it's so lame? No, just kidding. You know, is that why? Did you get the goosebumps? Like, ooh, I got douche chills right now. Ooh.
No, I've. Bruce. I don't know that I've ever gotten goosebumps because something was so bad.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think either. Well, I don't know.
But I never got goosebumps from the Goosebumps book. So
no. Okay,
well, they were pretty.
R.L. Stine.
No,
didn't really. I don't know. Well, let's play this joint, Jack Black, which has a lot of monsters in it, I guess.
Mm.
So let's play it. I heard that this is basically Jumanji in a way.
Okay.
So this is like, if you ever get familiar with Jumanji. Wait. Uh-oh.
Smooth.
So I just like these neighborhoods. Yeah. They always have the same name. I'm like, I've never, I really haven't even seen these neighborhoods in a real long time.
Hi.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Midwest, maybe.
Yeah.
Good talk. He's a big teddy bear.
Don't take it personally. He doesn't really like anyone.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Budding romance.
Of course.
Hannah's in trouble. She's locked in this house, and her dad's a psychopath.
Does she have a friend?
The house.
Horny young men.
Yeah, of
the
course.
House next door.
I got a crush on the girl next door. Literally, next
door.
These
are Goosebumps manuscripts.
Why not here. I never had a girl next door. I had an old woman next door.
Oh,
that was it.
Sorry.
Never had a crush.
There's a little girl next door to me.
Oh, is she cute?
She sings for the Frozen theme song.
Oh, awesome. She gave her goosebumps. Okay, so they opened the book.
Nobody make
a page came out, and Bigfoot came out of it.
Based on the worldwide phenomenon, Goosebumps.
Wow, they've actually narrated the trailer.
They're like, let's try and make some sense of this dumb movie.
I'm stuck. Go on without me. Save yourself. Okay, good luck. No, I didn't mean it.
This year.
The only way to stop them is to suck them back into the books.
You read them all, right?
Of course.
Why don't we call the Ghostbusters? Never at it.
We can capture them all.
We're the only ones who can do this.
Whoa.
I'm okay. I'm still okay.
Experience
the workaholics
chick. Oh, yeah. You've ever imagined.
These all monsters. But it's like the most like friendliest monster, kind of like the most like not scary monster.
They're cartoon monsters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a good movie. Yeah. Oh die. I think someone might have died. Imagine that's like, oh, whoops. We had a Kyle's one dad.
Gnomes?
Gnomes. Look at that.
Maybe they're friendly. Not friendly. Definitely not friendly.
That is creepy.
So
that
many hijinks in this.
Yeah. That was actually the working title. Hijinks.
So many hijinks.
I don't know. I don't know about this. I didn't really grow up on Goosebumps, but looking at the trailer, I'm like, yeah.
Well, the whole movie is literally about sucking.
Sucking? Yeah. I guess in a way. It is in a way, yeah.
I feel like they didn't really go into it because it didn't make any sense.
No. I don't know.
You just got to suck them back into the books.
It's got to suck them, yeah.
You're missing a whole other backstory about how
we got this, you know.
Monsters exist and they come out of and into books.
And the monsters, the special effects, I don't know, didn't looks a little...
Okay. Are you in the special effects industry?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I'm just curious because I know some people who are, and watching movies with them is great because they'll just be hitting you the whole time. Like, look at that digital effect.
Yeah.
Some of it's
like, I understand, like, some of it's pretty good, but then sometimes where you just like Star Wars, like the first trilogy, the one that, like, then you're just like,
they sucked.
Yeah. It's like, you're almost like, why don't you just make a cartoon out of it? Like, if you would have been better, I think. You know what I mean? Like, is it me or did fucking, what's it called? Like Mary Poppins had like more better animation than some of these movies, you know?
Yeah.
Or something. It just seems odd. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like Star Wars, the original had better special effects. And I'm like, I would actually believe more the original Star Wars than the other ones, you know?
Oh man.
So
they went a little overboard. They got too ambitious for what they could accomplish.
Yeah. They basically, let's just say, if it was a porn shoot, that's to say they just came way too much on the animation. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Just came way, like the porn director would have been like, if there is a porn director, I don't know if there is anymore, but
there's gotta be
a video guy somewhere. It's going like, wait, time out guys. Wait, what's going on here? We got
like
a little too
down.
Okay, you're drowning the girl almost, or a guy, whatever. It could be, you know.
Yeah.
It could be, you know.
Equal opportunity, imaginary scenario.
You know what? If Goosebumps, instead of having the girl and the guy, you know, like the two, maybe they should have, you know,
a young gay couple.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be really sweet. You know,
that would be kind of interesting. A little different. Hey, yeah. I'd be like,
love
okay.
That. You know? That would make my heart happy.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, like, okay. Oh, wow. This is pretty interesting. Now I'm hooked. Now I'd be like, all right, what's going to happen? You know, like, what's going to, oh, imagine if they did that. Imagine that would freak everything out. It would break the mold.
Yeah.
It would be like a kid's movie.
It would be super sweet. That's coming up. We'll see that. We'll see a woman president. We'll see robots take over the world. We'll see the Pope become a superhero.
Gotta do.
And we will see a children's movie with two young gay children having a romance.
Having a real sweet, tender kiss.
Yes. Like a cute,
I would just like to
Disney
see.
Fight.
Yeah, like a Disney little kiss, and then people freaking the fuck out. Like, what? Like, wait a minute.
What are you teaching my child?
Like, you know,
that love is all right.
But yet, but like, you know, Death Wish. Bring it on, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If Disney did a version of Death Wish, maybe we're talking. Here we go. You know?
Aww.
You know?
It would just be the way all the Disney mothers died.
Yeah.
Charles Bronson took them all out.
Just took them all out. He had to do it.
Mustache of death.
They killed his family, so that's what happens. You know? Yeah, I think if Goosebumps, like if this monsters killed his family, oh, my God. John Bronson.
No. That abominable snowman would be done for.
Done. No way.
Yeah.
Shoot him. He's like, this ain't. Oh, I think they did it on The Simpsons where they did a Bronson thing where he goes, this ain't over. You know, it's like, and they're like, I think it is over, dude. Like, there's no one left, dude. You killed everybody, you know?
Oh, Charles Bronson.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, he used to live right by Bronson over here, like in Hollywood.
Oh.
That's how he changed his name. Like, he had like a very Polish last name.
Oh, wow.
And I think they said, like, I think that was the only name where he's like, you know what? I think I would get more out of it. And he changed his name to Charles Bronson.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
So it was a good name. He chose
it's a
well.
Good Hollywood story.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He had a interesting thing. He had, I think it was his family where he married this actress, Jill Ireland, she's a British woman, but she had a son from a previous marriage, but he took over, like, you know, like he was the father, like he kind of, you know,
he adopted
you know, the kid. I know, but the kid had a lot of drug problems, you know, had like these issues where he just, and I think Bronson hired one of those people that kidnapped, that they would kidnap a person to an unconditionally condition them where they get sick or they just don't want to do drugs anymore.
Okay.
Like, it's like a weird...
It's a rehab?
Yeah.
But a forced rehab.
Like a forced rehab and to the point where it's like it scares them straight. You know what I mean?
Okay. So basically, guys who don't know what they're doing.
No, exactly.
It's not tough love. It's just tough.
Yeah. And I don't think it worked because I think he did die. But yeah, I think it was...
Oh, he died during treatment?
No. He died young. I think it was a drug overdose. I think the son died. But
I wonder if he got revenge.
I don't know. But yeah, I think Bronson,
we'll never know.
Bronson would hire like detectives and stuff to follow him to see if he was doing drugs and stuff like this. Like, he did everything imaginable. Like, it was like, why didn't you just love the kid? You know, why didn't you just tell him, like, why didn't you just, you know what I mean? Like, but I guess that was his way of like, hey, you know, what can I do to help him? And
he's
a
tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
That's all he knows is tough methods.
Yeah, I know. That's all it is. He is Bronson. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Am I going to hug you or hit you with a baseball bat? There's one way to express Charles Bronson's affection.
I know.
That's more Bronson.
Bronson's. Okay. Yeah. Well, that is it. Well, are you going to see Goosebumps? Are you going to even Netflix it?
I wouldn't watch that on a plane for free.
Wow. That's saying a lot. Saying a lot.
I'm being completely honest.
How about if you were kidnapped and forced to watch it? Would you shut your eyes?
That's cruel. Yeah. I think the person who dumped all of the tampon applicators and the condoms in El Segundo Beach should be forced to watch the Goosebumps movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know what? And the animals in the sea would enjoy that.
They would be the ones who would do that. Organized it.
Yeah, I can see like a shark. Like a dolphin just picks you up and just like, no, we're taking it into like this little den, you know, like in Little Mermaid, you know. And then they sing a musical about how we all suck right there, right?
Oh, that's the next Disney film.
There you go. Well, what are you going to do, right? Susie May, it's been fun. This is it right here.
Carlos, this was great.
Yeah. So, and where can we find you? Where you have a site, right? You're on the...
Yeah. I have a website. It's suzymae.com, SUZYMAE.com. And then I'm on Twitter.
Yes.
At Suzy, SUZY_MAE.
Yeah.
And that's where I hang out online.
Nice. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the show. And Jorge, thanks again for coming over and everything.
Thank you.
It's a lot of traffic. President Kanye is visiting, I guess, right now. And that's what it happens, you know? That's what happens. But guys, thanks a lot for doing the show. And please, you know, I know you guys are listening. But yeah, you know, make a comment, you know, here and there. And please, you know, don't ruin the sea. And don't watch musicals. I mean, maybe some of the other movies that we were talking about, maybe, but, you know, not all of them, okay? We don't have to see them singing all the time, okay? Yeah. And don't get mad like the Hulk, okay? Just calm down. Just chill out. You know, if you got weed or whatever, just hang out. Just relax, you know, and that's it, all right? Just come to your senses. That's all I'm saying. Just relax and chill out. Just, you know. Oh, God. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, guys. All right. Everybody, I hope you have a good one. And please come to your senses.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.